Rouse, ye women. Four GMB union members from Beverly and their partners traveled across the Humber Bridge to the former Opry Works in Barton-upon-Humber to watch a Townsend Theatre production of Rouse, Ye Women. The play is set entirely to verse and song, and focuses on the low-paid women chainmakers around Cradley Heath in the Midlands. While heavy and medium chains were produced by men in the factories, the women made lighter chains, working in isolation from home, in a small back room, in cramped conditions, with a forge and a hammer and tongs. The women working in these sweet shop conditions were dependent on the fogger, a middleman, subcontractor to the large manufacturers, who delivered iron rods, and collected the finished chains. The fogger would take a 25% cut of the money paid by the manufacturers, leaving the women 5 shillings for a 54-hour week. It was the work of Mary MacArthur, the founder of the 100,000-strong National Federation of Women Workers, that inspired and gave confidence to these women to strike. 10 weeks in total, and £4,000 raised in strike fund, an enormous amount at the time. Thanks to the strike and MacArthur, the Liberal government passed the Trade Boards Act to set minimum rates in for low-pay trades, at 2.5 pence per hour. For most women, this was a rise of 100%. The participation and interaction from the audience was spectacular, joining in with song, that put a bit of fighting spirit in your belly. When the fogger entered the scene, he was met with a chorus of boos reminiscent of a Christmas pantomime. If we fight, yes we can win. The verdict of Beverly GMB members, absolutely outstanding, thoroughly enjoyable performance, highly recommended. For tour dates and venues visit townsendproductions.org.uk. Tony Davison, GMB Beverly,